This is America in Space, a weekly news and information program on current events dealing with the space industry.
Welcome, and thanks for joining me today. I'm Dawn Meyer, Space Coast News Editor. NASA plans to land the first woman, the next man, and the first person of color on the moon via the Artemis program around 2024. This time it's to stay, meaning it will establish a presence on the moon. Now, you may ask, where did the name Artemis come from? The name Artemis is connected to the name Apollo, and Apollo, as most of you probably know, was the NASA program that landed men on the moon in the 60s and 70s. In Greek mythology, Apollo was the god of the sun, archery, truth, and prophecy. Apollo was the son of Zeus and Leto, and, you may not know, Apollo had a twin sister. Her name was Artemis. Artemis was the goddess of the moon and of the hunt, so it is quite fitting that the program that will send the first woman to the moon will be named for the goddess of the moon, Artemis. The Artemis program identity, commonly referred to as a program patch or logo, draws inspiration from the Apollo program while also demonstrating how Artemis will take us on a new path of lunar and Martian exploration. Here is Dee from the Kennedy Space Center to explain the symbolism in the patch. Now, you can follow along by viewing the patch itself at nasa.gov/specials/Artemis, A-R-T-E-M-I-S.
Project Artemis is about going to the moon. We want to put the first woman there and return men. But it's also about going on beyond the moon to explore Mars. And the Project Artemis mission patch exemplifies that. In a lot of ways, it's similar to the Apollo patch, but there are a few significant differences. First of all, the moon is not as high as the letter A. That's because the A, which represents the launch itself, is not only going to the moon, but beyond the moon. The orbital path of that spacecraft is red because Mars is the red planet. We're taking off from Earth, which is shown as a blue crescent. The reason that it's a blue crescent is because in Greek mythology, Artemis was the goddess of the hunt. If you look at the A for Artemis, it's shaped like a silver arrowhead. And if you think of Earth as the bow from which we're launching that arrow, well, you get the picture. Project Artemis is one of the most exciting things that NASA's doing right now.
The Artemis program is launching us to the moon and beyond. Exciting times. Stay tuned. From Florida's Space Coast, this is Dawn Meyer for About Space Today.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to share our program with your family and friends and follow us on Facebook. Join us each week for news and information on America in Space.